A very, very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from Voice of America on Wednesday, the 18th of June, 2018. And this is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I'm Mike Ove.
And I'm Evan Zeninga.
Once again, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The Connection, your youth forum. Tonight, on our weekly youth segment, we are discussing the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's move to not only finally make the voters' roll accessible to all political stakeholders in Zimbabwe ahead of the 2018 general elections, but to make it accessible online. We've received several different requests for us to disclose the link as to where one can inspect their name on the voters' roll, not online. So, if you're looking to figure that out, stay tuned and make sure you stay tuned into the program because we'll be disclosing that information.
Hey, so to join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on our 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. We also live stream on our three Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and of course VOA Shana.
Go ahead. If you are just joining us right now, welcome to the Youth Forum, The Connection. And this evening, we are looking at the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission's move to finally roll out the electronic voters' roll and making it accessible online to all Zimbabweans' political stakeholders ahead of the 2018 general elections.
ZEC's move is something that has come after several different requests and protests, one which was organized by the MDC Alliance last week and other political players who are looking to compete in this year's political general elections. And of course, the average citizen was also there up in the streets alongside MDC Alliance trying to figure out, hey guys, ZEC, where's our names? Where's the voters' roll? Evan.
They are all looking out and we're trying to realize how the voters' roll is an integral part and a very important aspect of the coming up elections. So whoever is considering to go and vote, you need to know the nomination code will be sitting in a couple of days from now. And some political players are already not happy with how ZEC has handled business. And as we are here today looking at what's going to be happening, we have guests coming to join us. Mm-hmm. Mike, you want to share who the guests are?
Well, of course, we're looking to have Reinhard Ngube, who's one of our independent candidates, some will call him an aspiring member of parliament at Lobengula Njuba constituency. We're also looking to have one of our regulars, Gift Ostalio Siziba. He's a member of, what's that movement you call it?
Generational consensus.
And of course, he is a human rights activist in the Zimbabwe community. Well known. So we're looking to have those members come on board. And of course, we're going to be disclosing certain things like what ZESIN and other organizations have had to say about the rollout of the voter registration period. But of course, folks, before we dive deep into this program, we've got a nice video for you. And that is, of course, talking about the voter registration period. That is also going to be talking about the voter rollout. Let's take a look.
Motors is a go by the agorizi. ende pana pakachadyiwa marombe akuperera kuma toothpick vozvari vachiti kudyiwa kupfekwa kudyiwa kupfekwa
asi mawina loto naimi
loto
mapromotwe here
kupromotwa iwe atizina zvinobata kurovota here wangu munhu ari kupinda panyanga ende achipinda ari kupinda neni kumuanguka mwana wemusha anondiziva ndichedii
saka ndozvamafumirira makuseni kudaro kunge muroi
sokoto ndinongova ko ndikasvika magetsi aenda ko ndikasvika ndichinzi balot pepa rapera kana kuti taleta
itikuzotiregarikogari naida achiri makuseni tozatapedza
iroro dzungu raminarero ndochakurudzisa iro dzungu iro rero handiti takabhedherana takawirirana ka tikati wangu achingahwina chete dressing table yangu ndoda kuiona mbao
takawirirawo kuti wangu ofuta achingahwina haundibvudzo ndotodzoka mbafai mukutaurira ndipo whatsapp ndipewo password ndinenge ndine diplomatic visa yangu red passport handiti ka
itai mugadzirire dressing table yangu
kana newo garawo wati ndewo passport yangu.
If you're just joining us, we are quickly crossing over to the Election Command Center for the latest national election results update.
Maya Christopher, 7.
Chuyo, Adambrua, Abuda.
Masango Wikenel, 22. Chigere Gomo Nobet, 1,200.
Yangiru Kofake. Basara 2, Iwe Winish.
Kambarami Nesi, 3,408.
Kambarami
Nesi is here to be a in Councillor of Ward
24.
I'm going to go to the house.
Aiwa mana mana mungoni nani tu isindu kuzi vanu 3 vazoro
good
Francis vazoro Derek Sting inoji 4 tese leta nda votera munhu kuda wina pa
ma inspect kwaka moto ndipa dressing table yangu
pandiri kurambere kundo nayo mana ndipo break apo mana kundo kuti ndikubva kudziwa kwa kuti ndizira dressing table ndazorongwa ya.
Well, folks, the clip you just saw there is compliments of an organization named Savannah Trust, so thank you so much to them. Vanzo,
that was beautiful, man.
Why don't you inspect? Eric and I inspect.
Both. Good to see you, man. Back with the show. What are we talking about today?
Ladies and gentlemen, lamhlanje kuhlelo, we are talking about e-voters roll out. Lamhlanje inhlanganiso ye ZEC. Sebe, they've now made it accessible online. So lamhlanje sike saxoxa ngiyazi vele ukuthi uEvans la uke waxoxa labantu kuhlelo Let's Talk ngakukhulu kule. Uxoxa labantu babuza ukuthi mambothalisa yele ukuthi mazitharipo.
Yeah.
Awungichasire ngamafishane ukuthi vanonga chichi.
Aha, so tambo kurukura ni vanhu vakawanda, vamwe vanga vari ku Botswana, vamwe vari ku South Africa, vamwe vari ku Beijing, vamwe vari ku Zimbabwe, kuHarare, kuBulawayo. Nyaya yavo hombe yanga iri yekuti link rakaburitswa reZEC rekuti vanhu vagone kunoona magwaro avo ekuvhotesa kuti mazita avo aripo here akanyorwa zvakanaka here hapana here zvinoda kugadziriswa here vamwe vachiti vanga vachigona kudzvanya lingi iroro zvobva zvatoita vopinda voona mazita avo voona zvazvakaita asi vamwe vangu vachichema chema kuti hanzi hapasi kubuda date of birth hapasi kubuda kuti uri kuvhotera kupi
kanye lokuthi ungumuntu wesinto uyindoda na noma ungumuntu wesifazana ongabonakala
izozo azvisi kubuda izozo ne date of birth azvisi kubuda asi zvimwe zvese vanga vachiti zviri kubuda zviri right. Of course kune dzimwewo nzimbo dzinonetsa network unoziva zvinhu zvekuZimbabwe signal kumwe kuno zvinoita zvichidai zvichidai so vamwe vangu vachichema chema kuti havasi kukwanisa kupinda paintanet nenyaya yekuti hakuna signal. Of course vamwe vari kuzviramba nenyaya yedata you know they have to buy data so
yeah,
they can access. So
you know dura
asina kumbomira mushe vamwe vari so zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kufara vamwe havasi kufara. Of course vari kurewo vari kufara mutataura nomwe muchinda ngari ku Beijing ku China achiti zvinotibatsira nekuti hatichakwira ndege kuenda kuZimbabwe kungonotarisa kuona kuti ndiripo here ndodzoka ndozodzokera futi musi wa 30 kunovhota ndozvanga zvichiitika izvi
right. Evans kodwa ngimzwile uproducer wethu sandikumtshela kuti we now have our first guest, Umnumzana Reinhard Ncube, the one that I said is going to be running for MP. The Njube constituency MP.
Uyakhuluma, uyataura.
Uyakhuluma.
Ah, asimuzwe ke.
Eh, Ncube, unjani Umnumzana?
yaphila baba hey yabo ngokuthi lami ngibe ngiphatha fushela lolo oluzakala nje luyindaba engathi segodini kumbe hlupha nje elizweni lethu awenezinsuku.
Of course, of course, Lunga.
Ya into engafuna nje ukuqininge ndandile lade ukukhuluma ngubaba lapha. Into ezona zezimqoka nje abantu abazipointe out uqala ukuthi okuyakucorrect i-voters roll lay ukuthi umuntu uyathin receive i-message ele correct information but ikhambe siya-checka ifica ukuthi i-information elapha i-information e-wrong. So I think i-problem yokuqala ade silayo njalo in my constituency then after sembuza abanye ade befuna ukuya-register to vote in this time but ibona umuthi ngizamile for about 1 hour elokho kudeclina ukuthi ngiregister so ngigcine ngingaregistanga. So lezinye izinto nje ezilokho ezipopa up ziphuma ngokuya kwesikhathi sizinanzelela ngama-errors abakhona nge-voters roll singakafika kwesabeni ukuriga nokwenziwa yizeki nje ukuthi i-behavior yezeki ngathi ingani i-partisan behavior yezeki enganithatha ama-side isayidela i-party ethize kumbe ngithi ingani idlekana le-party ethize when it comes to ukuthi they release information that the public needs especially when it comes to voters roll.
Awungitshele-ke Reynard ngamafishane ukuthi how now that the voters roll has been made accessible online but there's only what 2 days left until the nomination court, how does that affect you when njengomuntu who's running for MP?
Yeah, I think for now I submitted my forms as HR. And my forms are not church approved because they promised the meeting is about now. About the reason why I'm aspiring candidates, which the signing of my forms, so that when it comes to nomination court, yonke into ibe isi-right wona ubuzofika kuphela ulandele ukuthi uye ekhoti kumbe ubhadale imali but now sihambile ama-regional officers ethu we submitted our form even up to now I don't know whether I am qualified kumbe ngatshola nge-last day or nge-last hour ngikase ukugijima sentshela ukuthi ubani lobani abakho u-voters roll kumbe sentshela ukuthi mina even as a candidate angikho u-voters roll because zona izinto esizikhanyeleyo so into esithi zinga-affecta kakhulu ukuthi cabanga ngelanga lokugcina for some hours, they tell me that I'm not in the voters' roll. How would I tell Avant, I was ever rich to vote for me, but you try and go voters' roll. On the Avant that nominated me, I found out that maybe 4 of them are not in the voters' roll, or they are ama mistakes, ama cool that hinders them to nominate me, even if they now have to run around in the last day or my last minutes, then also would bring new people to nominate me. So in that year, in the icon, or would you vote us for looking at that release?
Go ahead.
I go tell Mike Mbijana, what is he saying? But what did he what is he saying?
And Reynard, I couldn't see what he's saying.
What is he
up, all right. Can Reynard, how could Mr. Sean?
I can only use English now,
okay.
But I can hear you, Sean.
All right, right. So, up, Reynard is basically getting into several different issues, one of them being he was looking to be a member of parliament. How does something like this affect him? Because, you know, voters role, yeah, no, 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 no.
Yes, very sure.
And he's talking about how certain things like that could easily hinder him from, of course, getting the position that he's looking to aspire to get.
It makes sense. Tine hama zedu kadzimwe dzisiri hama dzenyu dzisinganzwiwo chirungu nedzisinganzwiwo ndevele. So tangoti tivagamire padhuze tivanzwe kuti mukoma Reynard Ncube vari kuti kudii. So vateereri vaNcube vari kutaura ivo kuti pane zvimwe zvinogona kuitika zvinofanana nekudhura kwemabhandure kuti mugone kupinda pa link yezeke yekuti muone zviri kuitika, kuitawo zvimwe zviri kunonotsawo kuti vamwe vane mamistakes anononoka kugadzirwa, sekuti nomination court ndiyo yadai kusvika musi wechina zvaakutoitika. Saka mamwe mazita evari kuda kupinda musarudzo achanonoka kuapprovewa nechikonzero chekuti havasati vawana manominations anokwana, zvichinonotswa nekuti nguva yabuda voters roll nenguva yazosvika kuti vanhu vaende kunomination court mazuva acho ari pedyo napedyo zvakanyanya saka ndozvimwe zvezvavari kunongedzera kuti zvingangovadzokesere kumashure nekuvadzikisira mikana yavo yekuti vapindewo sekuti vamiririre sememba yemuparamende kudunhu ravari kuda kumirira vari kublawaya handiti
usenjuva
isi kublawaya here
I'm talking about the specific constituency that he is competing
with. Aha, okay, thank you very much. So, Honorable Nwe, can we call you Honorable yet?
not yet. I'm still an aspiring candidate until they approve me on 14th June.
No problem. Asante sana, we keep moving. So, how has people in your constituency responded to the rush of going to check if their names are there and make amendments and corrections if they need to?
One thing that I've realized is that a lot of people, they are busy here and they kind of feel like annoyed because already some people, they are thinking that maybe there are a lot of things like related to Rikim that are happening, and a number of people, they are kind of annoyed. They didn't go to check on their on their details if they are correct or not. So a number of them just go. Let me just say a number of new registered voters, especially young people, they didn't even bother to go and check, to cross-check if their details are correct. I realized that a number of old people, they went there to check, and then there were lots of mistakes. That's what I can say now.
So considering that we are living in a time-sensitive environment now, mm-hmm. where people are busy with work and school and other things. You know, Zimbabwe is a hustling country right now, where as it stands, is it not a good idea that ZEC comes up with these online facilities where they can just do it in the comfort of their homes or during breaks at school or breaks at work? What's your take on this development?
I think it's a good development. Not every development comes with its own negatives. For example, I think the good example is a development in the sense that we can, let's say if they upgraded and allowed us to do everything at home without necessarily going to polling stations or to regional offices to check and to correct. However, now this system, once that I've realized that it creates a lot of fear, because now someone has to be captured, their faces to be captured and to be stored, and there is not enough explanation as to that, because our people, they are still afraid. We are coming from the Mugabe era where people were intimidated by a lot of things. So now as a voter, to have my face stored somewhere where I don't even know, where there's not so much explanation. Some people, they think that most probably they will be known, like their votes won't be. So that's my secret. Because now ZEC owns their faith or certain parties for their faith, and they can be followed after elections. Then the other thing, pending this development, I'll just bring in the major argument by the MPC Alliance. The credibility of it, because there is lots of technological fraud that can take place. They can pay a lot of manipulation. As long as we do not give, stakeholders access to PVR servers. So I think that remains a major threat to this development. No, it has got some good to it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Reinhard, what in Buze ke puti? Umzulu Evans sekhuluma sithi uke wakhuluma labanye abantu abaningi. And the one thing that they highlighted is ukuthi even though abanye have been successful in accessing this link, sebehamba online and checking ama details abo, some people were complaining with sithi you can't change izinto. Let's say there's an error. Mina sengibhalisile njengo Mike kodwa they register me as female or something like that. I can't change that online. Now when njengomuntu who's looking to ensure that this process runs smoothly, is there advice that you can give abantu abanjalo ukuthi to ensure ukuthi all the information is perfect?
Yeah, I think that Indian and PGR women in this woman they want to put a change and any problem maybe just to continue on what you are saying. Sometimes this information that you can see on your phone or on your laptop sitting at home does not tally with information that is in the paper or what is wrong. So sometimes you find it, let's say, it is that I'm looking at it, like on the internet or on that page that they sent to me.
Yeah, well.
I can come and check out on paper, I found out that they written me as a finger.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a mistake on my identity number.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you challenge what you call so I think
Where is this link?
I link
you. Ezek, I want to check who see can't is all my information perfect.
I link you. Ezek, Lena, you website simply Ezek. I think it's www.zeka. But you website Ezek. So even if you Google, you say just Ezek. Yeah, we need a new website. Yeah, then you go there. But now I haven't really efficiently used it.
Right. I hope that
some are not so much compatible even with our phones. I only use just download some forms just for information or reading some things. But now to follow up, I'm a teacher.
Right, I suppose. I hope we will suspend Lumbus or Umnums and Ubong and La Uti Lilai link Lobaka, Yevosilayo, Esagwenza, Bongani, Unga Fagi Nombola Akula, Subtumes, Lumlaise, Logo WhatsApp, Sigu Tumesli link, Umarangit Natu Abus, Umbus of Fanayo City. Where is the link? This link is notorious, Evans.
Well, just to make our listeners comfortable, as VOA, we've posted this like a few hours ago on all our pages. It's on the VOA Shona page, the VOA Ndebele, and the VOA English page. Mukayenda ipapo mnoana lingi ilipo yezeki ya kuti just copy and paste. Mobile da pa phone penyu mopinda opari kupinda vamwe muone kuti zita renyu harina kunyorwa richibva kumashure here nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinoda kugadziriswa asita poster kuitira vatereri vedu muonewo access nemiwo kana maiwana share ione vamwe kuti munhu wese agone kuwana mukano wekuona pairi
mbona ngani usumusizi lumarange tinazve he saying he's on the Zek website, nothing is there.
Ngavaende ku VOA Facebook.
I see akuzwa mnumzane siyakuzwa. Okay, Renard, uthi ngibambe umlomo kancane. We have another clip that we would like to play for abalaleli bethu. Siyalikhuthaza lonke ukuthi lisitshele ukuthi selibhalisile na. So uma vela singhlanganya huye who is on our VOA Shona desk and is one of our hosts here at Studio 7. Has something special to say to you guys. So let's just take a look at what Marvelous has to say.
Madzimai, muriko here uko. Tiri kukokai pangwe ino yesarudzo kuti mutiudze kuti muchange muri kuvhota here. Hatidi kuziva isu kuti munovhotera ani, asi tinoda kuziva kuti makanyoresa here uyezve zvii zvamuri kutaura semadzimai panyaya iyoyi yezvesarudzo. Kuti mutitumire vhidhiyo zviri nyore endai pa WhatsApp yenyu motsvaga pakanzi Studio 7, motsvaga pane kasaina kake plus mudzvanya ipapo. Pano kushisa ipa kamera mobva mati T pa kamera ipapo kana masvika mukamera muona kuti muri kuzviona here pa video yenyu kana muri kuzviona mubva madzvanya apa pane ka round up mutanga kutaura imi kuti ini ndoitwa Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndichange ndiri kuvhota musarudzo asi hatidi kudziva kuti muri kuvhotera ani izvozvo ndezvemumwoyo menyu muchinge mapedza kudaro mubva mangodzvanya kuti ta paka blue sign apo inobva yauya kwatiri isusu uyezve kana muchinge mapedza kudaro endai munotumira WhatsApp yenyu panhamba dzinoti 001 202 465 0318 namba zedu zvakare 001
Video
clip. Maiona kubva kuna Marvelous Muhlanga Nyauye, mumwe wedu pano pa Voice of America Studio 7, vachikuratidza imaitirwo azvo, ndofunga vanga vakaterera nevanga vakatarisa, maona kuti zvinofamba sei. Mike, ndanzwa mushe here kuti honorable Reinhard Nyauye vati vanhu vachiri vakakwidibirwa nekutya Mugabe. Hanzi tichiri kutya kuti zvaiitika makore kumashure esaya pamwe ndo zvichiri kungoitika. Saka vamwe vanhu vakawanda havasi kubuda kuenda kunotarisa mazita avo kuti aripo here papa voters roll, nekuti agadziriswe mamistakes aripo nekutya kuti pamwe zvinogona kushandiswa izvozvo kuvavhiringidza kuti vatadze kuvhota zvakanaka kana kubirwa mavhoti avo kana vazopinda musarudzo. Pane mikana here kuti zvirambe zvichiitika izvozvo?
Watisimbuze ke Reinhard, umzwira umbuzo ka Evans?
Anguzisana kahle.
Uthi ithuba lisasekhona na ukuthi abantu bayamsaba oke waba ngumongameli uRobert Mugabe? Abantu besithi a ngaphuma ngiyocheka ukuthi ibizo lami lisasekhona lami bazangibona, and then abantu bazathi bazangilandela. Abantu basasaba na?
Ayangaqhubeka ngizwe.
Because are people still scared emphakathini basi of umongameli oke waba ngumongameli uRobert Mugabe? Umzwe.
Ngiyamuzwa. So
okay,
is there a way that the electronic system can be manipulated back office or behind office or behind doors to kind of switch things around and change names and move around information to the advantage of any political party in question?
Yes, yes, there is. Because this is, we are talking about the computerized system altogether. So there are very, very high chances that there can be manipulation of the voters' role in favor of certain individuals and parties. One of the issues that we have been discussing as candidates, or even we have been discussing on social media, is that the way Zek is refusing to allow access to PVR servers, it can raise so much fears on ghost voters. We can have ghost voters, because in the past, like in 2013, there was this raised something on the incredibility of elections, like saying that about 1 million people were robbed of their votes, and there were a lot of ghost voters. So chances are some people are registered, but they are in the Euros acres they are talking.
Right. Reinhard, Gulo Ndabezes with Vigi Oti, if the opposition is serious about winning, not merely participating in forthcoming elections, they should pressure Zek to postpone these elections in order to put everything in order. Isluleko is ukuthi most people, particularly in rural areas, are not computer literate to check their details online, and even to computer literate to what? The time frame for these elections, right? So when ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi Zek pushes these elections, ngenxa yokuthi everything seems so rushed and so compacted?
No, I think there is no chance, because I was reading a comment by the Zek chairperson, Justice Priscilla Chikumba, saying that it's only left for the court to push the elections to another day. It's not for Zek. It's not Zek's duty to do so. And I think for now, I think everything has been declared and has been said. And according to the Constitution, after election has been declared, there can be no any law reform or any changes as far as laws are concerned pertaining the elections.
Mm-hmm.
So now, the president has already declared the election date. Therefore, I don't think there can be any changes. I don't know, maybe protest may hinder that date, but I can't foresee any changes when it comes to that.
Right. What's in Mbambu Mlomo? He spoke about protests. So we are going to bring in our protest expert.
Are you talking about Gift?
The number one. Yes, Ostalos. Who Gift Ostalos Siziba Gushelo? Gift, unjani put. Siziba, ukhona na?
Yeah, I'm going to be
unjani, dun and good. Right, so welcome to the program, Chief.
Thank you.
Right, so today basically, I'm showing Ngega Kulma Lawing of Castle and Amafisha Nguti. We're talking about ZEC's rollout of the, what? The, now I'm getting lost.
Electoral voting roll.
You were one of the people that were out in arms protesting for electoral reforms. And one of the things that you guys were asking for is Nguti, is ZEC ilinikeze i-voters roll? Now that ZEC has done that, first question is, are you happy?
I think we are not happy because of the major contradictions that have arisen and the, a lot of issues within the consolidated voters' roll from Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, because a voters' roll to us is a very important asset and a very important part of a guarantor towards free, fair, and credible elections. If you check the 2013 election, it was contested because of the voters' roll. So we are stuck again in that rut of contestation because of where you can find one person who's registered in a central party, did not even register to the BAVR, or a person left the country, for example, probably 8 years ago. So all these contradictions are a byproduct of a mad processes. And of course, I think protest action is important because it was only after our march where we made it clear without any equivocation that we demand the consolidated voters' roll. So for me, the language of protest is exactly what it is, and these goals understand.
Mm-hmm.
And this is important for people to always be that clear so that we can be able to achieve free, fair, and credible elections, because the demands that are demanded now are not necessarily about amendments of the electoral law, but they are rather implementation of the already existing provisions in the Electoral Act. For example, issue of accessing media by all stakeholders is already provided for. Voters' roll, something that is already provided. So the issue is about implementation, that which is already there.
Interesting. No, ngiyamuzwa. Ngithi asimbambe mbijana timbobathimbothora mterera ari pa phone apo tinzoti vari kuti chii.
All right. Sizwa ngicela ubambe kancane icingweni angitsiyeza kuwe manje.
Uzwile. Hello, mtereri wedu makadiko.
Ndipo masimbere.
Aiwa tiri nani ndiani wedu muri kupi?
Engineer Mandava, I'm calling from Harare.
Engineer Mandava, vari kuHarare. Mapinda muchirongwa mukoma tinokuchingamidzai. Nawiri mudariro ndiyo iyi. Voters roll electronic. Tane malink, ZEC yaburitsa malink, vanhu vakuona vachiita ma changes online ne urongwa huripo wese. Tatarisana nekuti musi wechina nomination court is going to sit as well. I muri kutambira sei zviri kuitika izvi kwa muri muri kuona zvakamirawo sei zvino.
What I'd say is that it is acceptable in terms of our capacity as Zimbabwe, where we are right now. I think it's a great step. We've made significant progress. And my concern, rather, would be once that voters' roll is made public, everybody is going to have access to information, rather private information that pertains to private individuals. Do we have any form of security thereafter in terms of our information? That has been an issue that people have not, dealt with or have provided, you know, comfort to us as to what is going to happen to that information. You've seen how Facebook and all other social platforms have made use of people's personal information. I fear that we are going to have a serious problem after this whole excitement about the this whole process. People are forgetting we need security for our details.
Tell me something. Have you tried out the link?
I have tried out the link. My information has come up accurate as I submitted it, and all my contacts are intact. But I'm worried that if anybody gets hold of my information, where do we go to from there?
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman is an engineer, Mike. Maybe let's throw him under the bus a little bit and say, Mkoma, technically, is there no way of protecting or encrypting information and protecting all that information from a back office perspective through the computer system or the IT system that could protect all this information and people?
You see, what happens is that provision may be there, but somebody may not have thought about it. And then it's as if right now people say, oh, we forgot security. Mm-hmm. And people then begin to hack into the system. And before we know it, everybody has got access to our information.
Mm-hmm.
It may not make sense right now as Zimbabwe where we are, but as we begin to progress and develop technically, it now begins to make more sense with all this electronic money, electronic processes. You know, people can have access to that information, change title deeds, change papers, change our NASA payouts and all this based on that information. So people are not looking at the security aspect. They just want to have the piece of paper or that electronic copy, and what happens next?
Interesting. Maybe one more question for you. There has been talks behind doors and in corridors, in you know, publicly people have been talking, and some of the things that have been coming up were the rigging exposure that people are facing. Just people in general claim, and opposition parties as well have claimed that in the past, ZANU-PF has literally rigged elections, and they talk about using the ZAC as a platform to manipulate the system and use it to the advantage of ZANU-PF. Do you think the missing security linkages that you're talking about could be a deliberate move to manipulate the system and get an advantage over other parties over the election? Is that a possibility?
I'll immediately throw the ball back to you. Number one, look at the American election and the issues that are running up to now after His Excellency Trump came into office. Do you notice that the battle is still on? FBI is still investigating.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because America, as big as it is technically, is grappling with the issue of security of information and the voting process. And Zimbabwe is not spared. Anything can happen. What needs to happen is we need to have checks and balances so that we are comfortable with the whole process. The exposure is there. If America could experience it, what more Zimbabwe?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Interesting.
So, and then the second thing I want to say is that I'm a bit worried about the contestants in this election. The first thing is that a lot of them are not sure about the outcome. So everybody wants to have some way to stick refuge in. So they'll raise, we want that, do that. So if anything in the form of them losing an election, they will have something to point to. But I think we need to grow out of that and accept where we are and how we are developing. Our challenges will be different from significantly progressed America. You know, we would be completely different. We are growing, and we are changing our attitude, our behaviors, our technical references. We are changing all that as we go. So there should be provision for some error, if I may be allowed to use that, a plus or minus, but as we grow. But the glaring mistakes and wrong things must be dealt with. Is that glaring? But we don't want to live on you know, continual suspicion. We've been in election mode for 20 years now, and we've not developed at all because of election mode, and we need to get out of that. And a lot of people have enjoyed this election mode because they've benefited through donor funding, through government grants, through, you know, all sorts of things. Both sides have enjoyed it, but the people have suffered. So we don't want this election mode to continue for another 5 years. We've had 20 years, it's enough. And if people are interested in developing our country, this time people must say, look, guys, it's enough. Let's work. Let's work for the next election if we don't make it this time around. I think people must be prepared for that.
Okay. Very interesting angle there you are putting, my brother. Thank you very much for joining in. We're going to throw back a little bit of the questions and pointers that you gave us to our guest as well. But we appreciate your coming on to the show.
Right. Yes. Lendaba a security of information. We are sabuti ebulenjini information yami, which is now accessible to wonke umuntu. So we abuza lapha umnumzana uMandaba esithi, so what are the checks and balances? Yini okumele kwenzeke ukuze information yami is just not floating around, ukuthi wonke umuntu angayithola bese sitshintsha izinto in my life. And that's a question I actually want to throw at either Reynard or Ugift, but I feel Ugift should be able to answer this. It's easy. Uko nangis. Hello?
Hello, ufuna Ugift or mina, or Reynard?
Hi, bengifuna ukukhuluma lo Ugift qala, then ngiyeza ku.
Okay.
Sithi. Right, sing a goose on Numzana. Bengfumu was right. I know one of the things that you guys were pushing as Generation Consensus is the usage of e-technology. Angit?
Yeah.
We are muzwa lapho Numzana u engineer Mandaba sekhalale sithi, now that e-voters roll is now accessible online and eneng labantu will be able to see e-information yami, what can be done ukuze yena he feels some sort of security ukuthi no one will just do anything and everything with e-information yakhe?
Yeah, I think we have to understand that as he appreciates that Zimbabwe is coming from where it's coming from, in our history, as we advance both technologically and politically.
Mm-hmm.
So politically, we have what we call fundamental human rights. We have one of the most important rights that is at play. That is the right to vote. Already, as I'm speaking to you, the diaspora has been denied mm-hmm. its right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an explanation of where we stand primitively as a society in terms of our democratic advancement.
Mm-hmm.
Because at one angle, we want to realize the fundamental right of one person to access information and to be able to make sure that they secure their vote. And at the same time, we're grappling with somebody's right to privacy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important, and it's bad because politicians, in the form of ZANU-PF, when we went to Zimbabwe Electoral Commission during the time of the purchasing of the biometric voter registration kits,
mm-hmm.
UNDP, which wanted to fund the process when the government said it doesn't have demand,
mm-hmm.
was then told later by the same government that now the treasury has money, so the state can finance the buying in of these kits.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the challenge is with how we then advance technologically within the electrocentric approach is the government's blocking of funding that was related to the electoral process. So we are then stuck again in this rut because their argument, we don't have this technology, these are the contradictions, whereas there was, things that were put in place to ensure that technological issues and security issues are dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me to the next issue around the election,
mm-hmm.
which is the issue of the ballot box,
mm-hmm.
of the ballot paper, sorry. Who is printing the ballot paper? If the engineer can also note that the issue of technology also goes back to the issue of servers.
Mm-hmm.
Where are these servers being kept? What is the security? So are we sure that no one can tamper around with elections while these people are voting, all these kind of things?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a whole issue of government irresponsibility and the lack thereof of political will to ensure that the security issues are dealt with in line with how we advance technologically. Because remember, with lessons. We did a research. These things are not just things that people think, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
We did a research with the Kenyan. We went there. We know what Kenya did. We know what even other countries close by did with this biometric voting. Was it example of countries that have used biometric voting system. So with lessons, we knew all these things were going to come into play. But all the same, we are stuck now. We need to go to elections in the next few hours. And 48 hours to be precise, we're going to the nomination court.
Mm-hmm.
So it was impossible in the name of private security of individuals to then stop accessing of the voters' roll. Because it is a major area of contestation. In fact, the characters of competitive authoritarian regime is that after dictatorship, these new regimes, by their nature, they don't practice dictatorship, but at the same time, they don't practice democracy.
Hmm.
So this is where we are with a competitive authoritarian regime that is made that dictatorial just in practice naked repression, but at the same time, it is not democratic. So they must open the democratic space. To do so, they must have people to make sure that political parties and actors have access to the consolidated voters' roll so that people can inspect it. People can see it so that if our results are contested, people contest from a clear area of contestation that, no, I didn't see my name or these were the issues. Some people who died. You know, it's also reflective of the nature of people who are running our society, even in Parachetel. Tobai Watone Munde, very old, known in contested outcome. It's there. And then you have all these people who died long time ago appearing in voters' rolls. You have people 109 years appearing, you know, all these
contracts.
Voters' rolls to me. Very
Ngoma Gift, let's hold you there a little bit. We'll come back to you just now. Let's take another caller. You might also have a few questions that we would like you to respond to. Mike, tinemtereri.
Yes, silo mlaleli. Mlaleli, hello. Mtereri, hello.
Hello.
Eh, magadi yenyu Ngoma.
Ndasimba magadi yenyu.
Ai wa tripo mapinda kamchirongwa. Zita ndiani Ngoma?
Zita ndi Brian Marova.
Va Marova, mapinda kamchirongwa.
Ndotenda nekupinda.
Right, mambotirayawo here link yabudiswa nezek.
Handina kumbotiraya, ndaichida kutombonzwa angu kuti zofamba sei, ndizokwanisa kupa overviews angu nchinzwawo. Nevanga vari kutaura kuti izvi ifamba sei, ndizokwanisa kuisawo maonero angu pazviri.
All right, mukoma wangu wevhanzi shasha yedu yekustudio 7 ambotaurawo nevamwe vanhu vamboti vamboishandisawo link, saka Evans chimbotsanangura kuti zvinofamba sei.
All right, mukoma wangu, muno link iripo pamawebsite ezek iri kutenderera, isuwo taitorawo taiposta pamapeji edu ese VOA Shona, VOA Ndevele and VOA English. Mukangoenda palink iyoyo muri pafoni penyu mukaidzvanya, inofanira kuburitsira ipeji rinobva rangonanga parinoburitsa pamunofanirwa kunyora. Munyora zita renyu rese. Mukangonyora zita renyu mukadzvanya enter, inofanira kuburitsira information yenyu yese semaisira makaiita muchinonyoresa kuvhota. Kana paine zvakakanganisika, munobva matoona kuti apa pakakanganisika apa. Kwakuchivatsvaga kuti vari padhuze papi kuti zviedze kugadziriswa. Chatabvunza vamwe vese vamboishandisa, chavatitsanangura ndechekuti hapana mukano wekuti vagone kuzvigadzirira vega kana paine mazita akakanganiswa. Asi zvaakuda kuti muchienda kupi? Kuofisi yezek. Munobatsirwa ikoko. Asi link iripo. Kana izvezvi mukatarisa papeji redu reshona, rendevele, rechirungu, itoripo zvakare. Mukangoenda mukadzvanya sezvandataura, matopinda mustyle.
Fair.
Ndotienda nerudo rwenyu.
Mapabata ka?
Ndapabata, ndichazotarisa, ndonyatsozvitarisa zvakanaka sekutaura kwamai.
Imimi muri kupi?
Ndiri kuSouth Africa.
Hamuoni manje, inobva yakuitirai zvakanaka kuti hamuchakwira bhazi kuenda kuHarare kungonoona zita renyu kuti riripo here? Munoita muri ikoko mozongokwira bhazi pakuenda kunovhota chete.
Ndotienda.
Zvakanaka mukoma wangu, ndokutendai nekupinda muchirongo.
Mazita
enyu. Mm. Mike, what is Gift saying?
ukuthi kukhulumeni into eziningi la kodwa basically wathi ngimbuze kahle sizi wewe masiqale siye ku Renard
Renard second
ku gift Renard Ncube ngithi usase khona mnumzane
hello
ukhona ngithi ngu Renard ya ngu Renard
ya ngu Renard
right Renard sekulabalaleli abaningi abangenile kuhlelo and eningi labo it seems as though into yokuqala u engineer Mandaba umlaleli oqala yena he was complaining about e security of information as someone who should have access to the voters roll and someone who understands ukuthi i voters roll is now online wena uthini ngalokho
yeah I think that's a very valid question or point that is raised by the engineer there because Isaac hasn't done so much justice in assuring the electorate and the security of information we have online because now we have to understand the kind of Zimbabwe that we are coming from is it the Zimbabwe where people are still full of fear we must not underestimate the fact that people are still afraid of ZANU-PF, are still afraid of the whole system, ZANU-PF system and ZEC system. Mm-hmm. Because we're talking of people, of the electorate that have been abused before. Mm-hmm. So I think now it's less for ZEC to assure how secure and how safe is their information there on them, mm-hmm. on their PVR system. And the other thing that I want to point out, I think, is the kungamele inanzelele futhi sikhuluma ngabantu abasemakhaya of which I think the largest percentage yethu yabantu abavotayo they are from rural areas abakwazi all these things one thing about rural area voters that most of the time eqinisweni they are just followers they are just doing as they are told they don't even question a lot of things because most of the time these things they are too far-fetched for them even if you are trying to explain to umuntu ohlala ekhaya othwala nzima ukusebenzisa simple apps like WhatsApp uzama uku-explainela nge-PVR kuba nzima one of the questions omunye umuntu owambuza yena ekhaya nje ukuthi isesi yami kathesi lapha like I pointed kuyi-stari ukuthi umuntu wathi isesi yami kathesi isilapha mina ngiyesaba I'm talking about someone from Matabeleland. Mm-hmm. They know these are people that are still suffering from the effects of Google Rahuni.
Mm-hmm.
And they know the kind of man who is in power now.
Mm-hmm.
So the question was, how is it safe? We talk about this alarm. We talk about the first year. So I think this thing is still equal of a balance with him. What if he is still laying a heap? What if... abantu that have got the access, let's say kula bantu abasebenza ezimbabwe ama-CIO what if they've got access to information there and what if bangas abuse after that I'm just saying ngigcizelela okungabokhuyo ngu-injiniya so I think for izek ngokwayo ukuthi i-educate abantu like you said ukuthi I'm just saying ukuthi i-election le vele isiba i-chop-chop and Zimbabwe is not fit for elections because you are going to have the electorate that is not so much educated on this election mm-hmm. that are just going to vote for the sake of voting. Mm-hmm. So, abantu bemakhaya, are they really educated team? No. Abantu abadala even emadolobheni, are they really educated team? No. Even intsha eningi, are they really educated in election? That is, you find out ukuthi abakho really ready for that. So, because language.
Sizibo. Sizi bukhona ecingweni?
Yeah, ngikuwena na
brother. Umzwilu Renard, ngiyazi vele ukuthi wena usubhodile iZimbabwe yonke, usukhulumile labantu abanengi from the urban cities to abantu abasemaphandleni. Bona abantu abasemaphandleni, do they understand this whole situation? Do they understand ukuthi kahle bayenza?
Yeah, I think what we can conclude in a just manner is to say that it's really I'm at this I get unsettled about the perception we probably have about people in rural areas. I can confirm without a doubt that people in rural areas are very conscious, but their consciousness is very sophisticated because it comes out as ignorance. So to somebody who does, if you have a deeper conversation with these people, you'll be shocked. They're very, very conscious, but they're sophisticated in their consciousness because because they're dealing with trust issues, so they don't know who they're talking to. So even if Mpoi goes there to do a research, they can give information deliberately of what they suspect that you want to know. For example, everyone suspects that anyone who comes to rural areas to some extent is a state agent and of some special when you are unknown.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not clear in terms of political affiliation. Say, no, I'm not for political party, I'm in a cutting. So people give you information that if it's submitted to the powers that be, for example, the chief, the traditional hierarchy, or the police or so forth, so they would want to be safe. But if there's a conversation with them that is political and you're in a safe space, you realize these people are very conscious. And that is why people like if they are going to be shocked by the outcome of the election and they're going to go to default mode. Because people in Zimbabwe, they're tired. Yes, as everyone has said, both my other brother who just spoke now and the previous speaker, Zimbabweans are tired of election.
Mm-hmm.
Zimbabweans now want to go to a mood of developing Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to develop Zimbabwe is to democratize so that development and democracy go hand in hand. So it's a face that Zimbabwe and say, let us hear, you know, these things of the past, but also bearing them in terms of the culture, but knowing exactly what happened and so forth. So for me, I'm convinced that the rural folk is a clever one who's going to take people by surprise, especially when people think that he or she is very ignorant.
Right.
And then number two, I think there should be more work around this, as my brother said, to try and educate people on the technical running of the electoral process, both in the rural and the urban setup.
Right. On that point there, ngicela uphendule ngolwimi olwesiNdebele. Njengomuntu olwela amalungelo abasakhulayo, are you going around lipota-pota lifundisa abontanga ukuthi kanti how does this technical side work?
Thina njengabatsha sesibhode endaweni ehlukeneyo eZimbabwe, sikhuluma labatsha mayelana le-election njalo lama-processes ama-election, le outcome yama-election ukuthi okay, ama-results may-announcewa kamba so abantu kufanele ukuthi bekwazi so ukuthi abantu bamonitor njani their own vote. Sifike endaweni ezijeneyo nge-weekend ezayo le nge-Wednesday siyabe sisemathebeleni north, Thursday siyabe siphakathi, siyabe singena futhi siyehla emathebeleni lon sekubobhinga jolotho konke. Indaba esabe sihamba ngayo indaba yama-elections, lapho siyabe sikhuluma khona labatsha ema-growth point, ezindlini kuma-village endaweni ezijeneyo. Nasiceda ikwesethu sabuya khona kuma-urban areas ngenxa yokuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi abatsha bebekwazi ukuthi hayi, ukuze mina ngivote kufanele ukuthi ngibe lesithupha, fanele ngibe nalokhu njalo. Ikakhulu kathesi ngesikhathi leso okukhangelwa khona i-voters roll ukuthi umuntu ebone ukuthi hayi, ibizo lami likhona njalo, ubone ukuthi ibizo lakhe libhalwe ngendlela eyiyo yini, ibizo, isibongo, i-address, konke, ngenxa yokuthi umuntu uyakwanisa ukuthi ngelanga lokhu siyavota ethole ibizo lingekho. So yinto ebesihamba ngayo ngohlelo loku-ensure ukuthi abatsha bakwanisa ukuvota and njalo bekwazi ukuthi hayi, nxa sebekwazi indaba zokuvota sesixoxisana mayelana lokhetho, sikhangele ukuthi hayi, besetafulela abafuna ukuvotelwa yibathi, kulo mutsha umfana ofuna ukuvotelwa kulabadala begugrawundi. So siyabe sikhulumisana njengabatsha, sibone ukuthi hayi, bona ngani njengabatsha singihamba-ke lojahe elincane leli elakojamisa.
Ah, sikuzwile thizi user, sikuzwile kahle, ngiyabonga mnumzana nasi.
Right.
Evans, usungabala ama-comments. Yebo, Reinhard.
Yebo, ngicela ukubuza umbuzo just nje ukuthi kule nto eyenzakala njalo ngizwe into yakhona iyasiqhubeka ikakhulu emakhaya, ukuthi lati beke benzwa yini ngabantu abahamba becela ama-serial number awe-slipesana sokuthi urejistile ukuvota. So I want to understand because ngake mina lani I for one ngakathi uvukiseni kulo mama omile egedini esithi ufuna i-serial number, uyake ufuna ibizo lakho esithiwe iveki. But mina ngakunakela somuntu ezekuengayamisa then I heard ukuthi even indupane ejibajiba kunabantu abangabathela ama-voter slip lana. So ngifuna ukuthi what's the effect, does that have any effect when it comes to ukuriga and stuff? Because I think this thing, it's not kept, ngakuwukuthi uyi-way of reading, I think yabilo ke continue senzakala so bekubuzisa ngakho ngoba angikabili lwazi kangako
ngapha guys yeah. Unfortunately uGift don't have an opportunity ukuphendula umbuzo lowo ngenxa sokusela 20 seconds. But guys, thank you so much for joining us on our program, on our show. We had Gift Ostalio Siziva and Reina Gnube. My name is Mike Kobe, Zimbabwe. Let's meet next time.
And I'm Evan Zilinga. Goodbye.